The work was hard. The parents were eager for their children to learn. Mary at one point met Harriet Beecher Stowe when the famed author of Uncle Tom's Cabin visited St. Mary's. Yet she despaired over whether she was making a difference. Mary wrote her supervisor at the Freedmen's Bureau that she was willing to do what she could to teach these children, but she feared that in the end it will not prove much. Van Loo was nearly out of money after the war ended. With no way to replenish her finances, her only assets, the Churchill mansion and her farm outside the city. She could not raise cash with a tell-all spy book. That would put her life and the lives of others from her network in danger, she feared. Her petition to the U.S. government for compensation was only partly successful. The Federals had given her expense money for her spy operation during the war. Afterward, Grant sent her $2,000. But she thought she deserved more. So did Sharp, who lobbied Congress to pay her $15,000. Van Loo wrote Butler, but he proved to be of no help, despite professing earlier that he would do all he could for her. Congress finally approved a $5,000 payment. Van Loo also was paid $100 a month as a Freedmen's Bureau clerk. She would have preferred a position in the Bureau with more clout to aid these poor creatures, she said. Samuel Ruth, F.W.E. Lohman, and Charles Carter also asked for remuneration. Sharp thought they richly deserved $40,000. Stanton refused to pay it. William Rowley, who was wiped out financially after the war, fared a little better. Union soldiers attacking Richmond had destroyed his Henrico County home and seized property they didn't burn. Rowley finally received $1,850 from the War Department's Secret Service Fund, an amount Lafayette Baker, who investigated the case, thought was fair.